The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about the Amazon Bestsellers Rank, or BSR as it's generally called, how it works and why it's important. So the Amazon Bestsellers Rank is a useful tool for Amazon sellers. It's a good indicator of how well a product is selling. It can help you select which products to sell, and it can be used to gain insight into your competitors' sales again. So like I said, it's an indication of how well it's selling compared to other products, but remember, in the same category. So in Amazon's words, the Amazon bestsellers calculation is based on Amazon sales and is updated hourly to reflect recent and historical sales of every item sold on Amazon. So this quite simply suggests there's no complex algorithm, unlike the buy box, when it comes to calculating a product's BSR. It's a relative comparison against other products in the same category and is based on raw sales data, which is updated hourly. So every product on Amazon which has at least one sale will be given a BSR, a bestseller rank number. The lower the bestseller's rank, the faster the product is selling, and the higher the bestseller rank, the slower the product is selling. So a BSR of 1 means the product is the very best in the category. It's selling in the top 1% for that category. So then you think, well, does a BSR of 40,000, is that really slow? You might think that, but then if you consider there can be millions of products in a single category, 40,000 might be quite good. So let's think about that in a bit more detail. So if a category contained 4 million products, the top 1% is 40,000. So in this instance, the BSR of 40,000 would be selling in the top 1% for that category and therefore is a really fast seller. A BSR of 300,000 may also be good for sellers. It might indicate slower sales, but it might not be a deal breaker in terms of sellers. If the profit's great, even if you only receive a couple of sales per month, it could still be a worthwhile product to list. So let's talk about where can you find the Amazon BSR. So the easiest place to find the BSR is on any Amazon product page. When you scroll down, there's a section that says product details and you'll find it in there. Note as well, there might also be some other BSRs, bestsellers rank, underneath as additional rankings. So that can be other categories of that product. So subcategories where that product's also listed, which is why the rankings are different. A product's main category will be the primary focus, but it's worth checking to see if there's any subcategories as it'll help provide a better picture of how well it's selling overall. So how can Amazon sellers use the BSR to help them? So some people assume the bestsellers rank is mainly for customers, as they can base their buying decisions off which products are perceived to be the most popular because they're the bestsellers. They're marked as a little orange number on Amazon. So it's a clever tool for Amazon to highlight which products are selling the best, encouraging a sense of FOMO, fear of missing out, for customers. If you're an Amazon customer yourself, I'm sure we all are, you'll probably at least check out the bestsellers just to see, you know, what's popular, what's hot. So for Amazon sellers, the BSR shouldn't be underestimated. It can be so useful for providing you with product ideas, helping you estimate how many items will sell per month. It allows you to spy on competitors' listings, and it helps you understand seasonal best-selling products as well. So let's look at those things in more depth. So providing you with product ideas. So finding profitable products to sell on Amazon can be difficult regardless of your selling method. Amazon has a specific bestsellers page, which is like a roundup of every bestseller from each category. So if you're keen to sell a product in, let's say, the category of home and kitchen, you could check out the current bestsellers. That gives you a snapshot of what's selling well at that current time, and it might spark ideas for what you could sell. If you're using online arbitrage or retail arbitrage to resell products on Amazon, online arbitrage deals could be the very thing you're missing, because this software provides you with fast selling, high return on investment deals Monday to Friday, so you don't have to source the products yourself. It will tell you the BSR of each product in addition to the profit you'll make per item. So you might get what we call star deals, which will show you the BSR and generally will equate to it being in the top 1%. And as an arbitrage seller, that, you know, that you'll have access to great deals with good profit and ROI as well. Then you've got, it helps you estimate how many items will sell per month. So it's good practice for Amazon sellers to keep a watch on their ASINs and respective rankings, as this can help predict future monthly sales. So for example, if you were selling a product with your BSR of 10,000 and you knew this translated to, say, 300 sales per month, When you saw another product with a similar ranking, you'd be able to estimate the monthly sales should be in that region. Of course, it's not 100% accurate because it also depends on the number of sellers on that listing and how frequently Amazon rotates the buy box. However, there are tools which provide more accurate monthly estimates based on a product's BSR, such as Buybot Pro. So Buybot Pro is an advanced automated deal analysis software which acts like a second pair of eyes when you're sourcing to let you know whether a deal is worth purchasing. One of its features is the estimated sales calculator, which uses the product's BSR to calculate average scores. So when you're using Buybot Pro, you'll have the BSR, you know, now the number and the percentage, and you'll also have the predictor. So once you've input your buy price and clicked analyze, Buybot Pro calculates so much information, including the BSR. And the BSR could be showing at 568, random number, which translates to being in the top 1%. The BSR predictor is a useful tool, especially if Buybot Pro predicts that BSR will stay at 1%. So you'll then get the information in the estimated sales calculator. You'll have a confidence score that tells you, you know, whether it's a good buy out of 100, that's the percentage. And like I say, then the estimated sales calculator, which takes products from the BSR to work out average sales. So it will tell you the previous 90-day average sales. It will tell you the estimated next 90 days average sales, and will also tell you the average monthly sales for the product. You'll also get a further breakdown of the month average sales for that month, for the months in the year previous, so the last 12 months, which is super, super useful information and tells you whether the product is selling consistently well every month. What's more, Buybot Pro also provides a visual representation of the bestseller's rank through its historical sales data chart, which shows how well the product is selling, and you can monitor the BSR on there. So every drop of that line indicates at least one sale has been made. You might have the orange line, which means Amazon's on the listing and they have stock. If they were out of stock, you'd see a temporary break in that orange shading. So even though an item has a low BSR and was selling well, is Amazon holding on to that buy box? And Buybot Pro will come to the rescue once again. We've got your buy box analysis indicator on Buybot Pro, where it's the traffic light system. It will be green, amber, or red, and you can see how Amazon are known to have shared the buy box on a regular basis or not, depending on what the case would be. So you can see there how Buybot Pro is able to give you really advanced information about a product's bestseller's rank by calculating the estimated monthly sales and providing you with a visual chart of how the product performs over a set time period. So that's really, really useful. The other one I talked about was allowing you to spy, if you want to use that word, on competitors' listings. So let's be honest, we all like to have a look on our competitors to see how well they're doing. So analysing the BSR of a competitor's products can help you improve your listings. So if you're a private label seller and you're selling a similar product to a competitor, but their BSR is a lot lower than yours and therefore indicating more sales, you may need to think of strategies to improve your listing. This could be more focused keywords, better images, maybe utilising Amazon's pay-per-click advertising. Using Buybot Pro can help provide you with relevant information about your competitors. So for arbitrage sellers in particular, it can be useful to check out how many competitors are on a listing, split between FBA and FBM sellers, and how much stock each seller has. So that's really, really interesting on Buybot Pro, where you've got your competition analysis. So you'll be able to see prime sellers, obviously it will highlight if it's Amazon, and then you can see your merchant fulfilled sellers and if there's any other FBA sellers on the listing. So if you, for example, if you join the listing, that then you could be the only prime seller on the listing until Amazon restocked. This is all information that you can see on there, and it's really, really useful. So let's then talk about the other thing that I mentioned, which is helping you understand seasonal best-selling products. So I said before about the home and kitchen category. So for instance, you could have a look at the bestsellers in that category. Let's say, for example, it could be something like fairy lights or window sticker snowflakes, obviously seasonal in the run up to Christmas. You might have something on there like oversized blanket hoodies or candles, could be popular presents for Christmas, or a party game, again, popular present. Everything I've just mentioned has a link to Christmas. So it can give you an overview of what's selling well. Like I say, these could change in December. You might see more bundles and chocolate as you move closer to Christmas. Some Amazon sellers may choose to keep a close eye on the best sellers for certain categories at different times of the year, because it's likely seasonal products will be similar on an annual basis, which can definitely, definitely help with your buying decisions. So in summary, the Amazon bestsellers rank is a useful indicator of how well a product's selling against other products within a certain category. Checking the Amazon bestsellers page can help spark product ideas and offer insights into seasonal products. Ultimately, analysing the BSR can help you as a seller to make informed buying decisions, and when you use it with software such as Buybook Pro, can provide additional information such as historical sales data, BSR predictor, and competition analysis. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.